Good morning, brothers and sisters. Let's come before the Lord in offering our prayers.
弟兄姐妹们，早上好！让我们来祷告，一起来到来敬拜主。
This is the day that the Lord has made. We will be glad in it.
这是主所造的日子，我们要欢欣喜乐。
Lord, we want to rejoice because you have risen from the dead.
我们要喜乐，因为你已从死里复活。
That's why we want to remember. That's why we have remembered you by using the bread and the cup to remember your death and sacrifice.
这就是我们为什么要来到饼桌面前来纪念你，因为纪念你从你为我们死，也为我们复活。
We want to also celebrate that we have the new life in Christ.
我们也要庆祝我们在基督里的新的生命。
So that we can remove our old self.
这样我们可以把我们的旧我完全的挪去。
Our old sinful nature.
我们罪恶的我们的自然的生命。
And rely on your spirit that lives in us.
我们依靠你的圣灵，在我们心中的圣灵。
So that we can live the new life in Christ.
我们可以活出基督里的新生命。
Lord, we thank you also for the privilege that we can worship you.
我们也感谢你给我们这样的特权来敬拜你。
That we can worship you through Jesus Christ, who is the high priest.
我们敬拜你，我们的主耶稣基督的大，我们这样的大，我们这个大祭司。
We thank you for his prayer on the Father's right side, constantly for us.
我们也感谢你在父神的右边时常为我们祷告。
So that he knows our weakness.
他知道我们的软弱。
And he can sympathize with us.
他也同情我们。
And that he constantly pray for us in times of weakness.
在我们软弱的时候，他时常为我们祷告。
And Lord, we want to remember brothers and sisters who cannot be with us today.
我们也纪念那些今天不能跟我们在一起的弟兄姐妹。
Because they are on vacation.
他们有的出门在外。
Or perhaps they are weak and they are sick.
或者有的在生病当中。
We want to pray for our sister Alice.
我们也为我们的肖癌姐妹祷告。
As she recuperates from her surgery.
让她在这个手术过后能够早日的康复。
We thank you also for the brothers and sisters who visited her, prayed, and also brought food to her for her.
也感谢那些来到去探访她，给她带食物，为她祷告的弟兄姐妹们。
We pray that she would be strengthened by you.
我们祷告主你亲自来刚强她。
And we want to thank you for her and Brother Palm for all these years.Of faithful ministry before you.
我们也感谢他和彭弟兄在你面前这么多年忠心的服侍。
Lord, may you continue to remember the missionaries that we support.
也求主纪念那些我在外的宣教士们。
Lord, whether they are bringing new believers to the kingdom of God.
他们把那些新的人带到神的国中。
Or they are at a time wherein they don't seem to be as fruitful.
或者在有的时候，他们似乎没有那么多工作的果效。
Lord, continue to remind them that they be faithful.
请你继续的提醒他们，让他们在你的事工上能够忠心。
May you continue to give them hope as they serve you.
当他们在服侍你的时候，你不停地给他们有盼望。
And Lord, as we continue to worship you through your word.
我们下面再来继续学习你的话语。
May you open your word to us.
愿你打开你的话语。
So that it will feed our soul and our spirit.
能够来喂养我们的灵魂。
So that we can gain strength.
这样我们会更加的强壮。
To serve you.
来服侍你。
To be faithful to you.
能够对你忠心。
Just as Jesus, when he was on earth, he was also faithful to the end.
正如耶稣基督在世上的时候，他一直对父忠心。
We thank you again for Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith.
我们也感谢我们的主耶稣基督是我们信心创始成终的。
For who for the joy that lay before him.
他看到前面的喜乐。
Suffered for us and finished the race.
为我们受苦完成了他的工作。
And may we be blessed today, Lord.
主，愿我们今天能得到你的祝福。
Because we want to be doers of the word, not just listeners or hearers of the word.
因为我们要成为你话语的执行者，而不是光是听者。
For this we pray and give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告祈求是奉我们主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. On Mother's Day, two Sundays ago.
两个星期前的这个母亲节。
I spoke about how we can honor our mothers and grandmothers.
我讲到我们怎样来尊荣我们的母亲和祖母。
By living a life of significance.
活一个有意义的人生。
And I can kind of give you a formula.
而且我还给了你一个公式。
Which is to living a life of significance.
一个公式就是活出一个有意义的人生。
Equals clear conscience.
等于一个清洁的良心。
Plus loving others.
爱人的心。
Plus sincere faith in God.
还有对神无伪的信心。
And if you remember, I also mentioned that Timothy was greatly influenced by his mother and grandmother's sincere faith.
我也提到提摩太被他的母亲和祖母那无伪的良心所受的影响。
And I also mentioned that Paul has mentioned that Timothy has a spirit of timidity.
我也提到这个提摩太他是在这个是有一些一个比较胆怯的人。
So here's a question.
我这里有一个问题。
If Timothy has feeling of inadequacy.
如果提摩太他感到就是比较欠缺。
How can he take on the ministry that Paul wanted to entrust it to him?
他怎样能够把保罗要给他的这个事工能够接棒。
Timothy, Paul's ministry includes preaching the gospel.
保罗的事工包括传福音。
Discipling believers.
教导门徒。
Planting churches.
还有就是建立教会。
So if Timothy feels very inadequate.
如果保罗觉得他自己能力不足，提摩太如果觉得他自己能力不足的话
，How can Paul pass on his ministry to him？
这保罗怎样能够把他的事工传给提摩太呢
？So today in our message，
在我们今天的信息里
，We'd like to look at a passage。
我要看一段经文。
Found in Second Timothy，
在提摩太后书
，Chapter One，
一章
，Verses 6-10。
六到十节。
And we would like to learn how Paul helped Timothy to overcome his fear.
我们要看一下这个保罗怎样帮助提摩太来克服他的这些缺点。
So with that in mind, let us read from 2 Timothy 1:6-10.
让我们来一起读一下提摩太后书的第一章六到十节。
First in Chinese.
我们先用中文读。为此我提醒你使你将神借我按手所给你的恩赐再如火挑旺起来因为神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难神救了我们以圣召召我们不是按我们的行为乃是按他的旨意和恩典这恩典是万古之先在耶稣里赐给我们的但如今借着我们救主耶稣基督的显现才表明出来了 他已经把死废去，借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
Okay, let's read it in the English.
下面读英文。
For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but give us power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord for me, or for me, his prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel. By the power of God, he has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Lord Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought his life and immortality to light through the gospel. Okay. What did Paul do to help Timothy overcome his fear?
保罗是怎样帮助提摩太来克服他的这个胆怯呢？
He prepares him to live a life of faithful service.
他预备他来过一个对神有信心的一个服侍的生活。Mm-hmm.
To help you remember the message this morning, here's my outline.
帮助你来记住今天的信息，这里是今天信息的这个提要。
To live a life of faithful service.
预备活出忠心服侍的生活。
We need to kindle God's gift of life transformation.
我们需要点燃神赐予的生命的转变。
And then secondly, we need to suffer unashamedly for the gospel.
也为福音无愧的受苦。
So let's look at the first point.
我们先看一下第一个点。
Fanning into a kindled God's gift of life transformation.
点燃神赐予的这个改变生命的这个火。
To help you to understand Timothy's feeling of inadequacy.
为了帮助你明白这个提摩太他自己在这样的不足。
Let me give you a few possible causes.
我给你一些这个几点。提要。
His mother is Jewish.
他的妈妈是犹太人。
The father is a Gentile and is not a Christian.
他的爸爸是外邦人，不是基督徒。
So can you imagine if he's trying to reach the Jewish people?
你可以想象，当他去要去跟犹太人在一起的时候。
They will probably reject him and they discriminate against Gentiles.
他们也许会拒绝他，因为他是把他看作外邦人。
When he was ministering with Paul, he felt very confident.
他跟保罗在一起施工的时候，他感到非常的就是放松。
Because Paul is highly educated.
因为保罗有很好的教育。
And he is very he has gift of teaching and preaching the gospel.
他也有传福音的恩赐。
But at the same time, Paul has a lot of apostolic writings.
而且保罗呢，也写了很多的使徒的一些书信文章。
But he can start thinking to himself that when Paul transferred the ministry to him.
当保罗要把他的事工传给提摩太的时候。
He probably would not be doing very well.
他也许不会做得很好。
So he would feel very inadequate.
他感觉到他自己非常有缺陷。
And I believe a lot of us can identify with Timothy. 可以跟提摩太认同。
我们可能都跟提摩太有这样同样的认同。
We can develop a sense of insecurity.
我们常常是感觉到不够安全。
For instance, when I was growing up,
比如说在我长大的过程中
my father would like me to follow my brother's example.
我的父亲总让我来学习我的哥哥。
My brother was 4 years older than I.
我的哥哥比我大四岁。
He was good in sports.
他的体育很好。
And he has high academic achievement.
而且他的学习也很棒。
I appreciate my father's good intention.
我很感谢我爸爸他的这个意图。
But at that time, I felt very inferior.
在那个时候呢，我总感到我很落后。
Maybe some of us have also have tried to share the gospel with family members and friends.
我们也许有一些人就是想跟你的朋友或者是亲戚来传福音。
But when we invite them to accept Jesus Christ as their personal savior,
当我们要邀请他们要接受耶稣基督做救主的时候
，and they rejected our invitation.
他们有时候就拒绝。
How did that affect you?
那你那时候你有什么感觉呢
？Sometimes you feel rejected.
有的时候你会觉得哦被拒绝了。
And sometimes you will start asking whether you're adequate to share the gospel.
有的时候你就会想，哎呀，我是不是传福音的能力不够
？So you can see that Timothy struggled very much with a sense of lack of courage.
你会感觉到像提摩太也是。他可能就是觉得自己是能力不够的。
That's why Paul asked him to fan into flame the gift from God.
所以保罗呢就鼓励他要把这个恩赐的这个火给重新点起来。
So let me ask you, what is Paul referring to when he says he mentioned to Timothy the gift of God?
在这里我问你一个问题，保罗这里所说的这个神的这个恩赐是指的什么呢
？At first, I thought he was referring to spiritual gift.
在这里我刚开始也是以为是属灵的恩赐。
Gifts like sharing the gospel.
就比如说传福音的恩赐。
Or caregiving.
或者是关爱人的。
But as I prayed and asked God, what is Paul referring to when he mentioned aboutGift of God.
我在这里，我向神祷告，我想这里所指的这个恩赐到底是什么恩赐呢
？Especially in verse 7, when Paul refers to how the gift of God does not make Timothy timid.
在第七节的时候，神在这里他说神赐给他是怎样的让提摩太成为不是一个胆怯的人呢？
But the gift that God gave Timothy gave him power, love, and self-discipline.
在这里，这个恩赐呢，是让是让提摩太有一颗刚强、仁爱和谨守的心。
So in other words, the gift that God gives to all believers, including you and me.
换一句话说，就是神所给每一个所相信的人，包括你和我。
It is a gift to make us.Be what God has designed us to be.
是神给我们的是神给我们的是让我们能够成为神所希望我们所成为的人。
Not just to do something for Him.
不是说要让我们为他做什么。
Like spiritual gifts.
就好像这个属灵的恩赐。
With that understanding, what does it mean?
如果有这样的理解的话，那么这个恩赐是什么意思呢？
With that understanding, that means that God wants us to be effective workers.
换而言之，就是说，神愿意让我们成为一个做工有效的人。
So let us examine how love, power, love, and self-discipline works together.
让我们来看一看这个刚强、仁爱和谨守的心是怎样在一起工作的。
Listen carefully to the words of Pastor MacArthur.
我看一下那个麦克阿瑟是怎么说的。
He says this.
他这样说。
The effective Christian worker must have the power of the Holy Spirit, but the power must be expressed in a loving spirit, or it may do damage. And often the deciding factor between success and failure.It's the matter of self-discipline. It's found in the slide.
Yeah, 这样说，他说高效的基督徒工人必须拥有圣灵的能力，但这个能力必须以爱心来表达，否则可能会造成损害。而成功与失败的决定性因素往往在于自律。
So examine very closely.
让我们来仔细来看一下这个。
For us to effectively serve God and people.
我们要有效的来侍奉神和侍奉人。
We need power of God.
我们需要神圣灵的能力。
If not, how can life be transformed?
否则的话，我们的生命怎么能改变呢？
Have you considered this?That our life change is not because we work hard or we listen to a lot of teaching.
大家想一想，我们生命的改变不是在于我们多么努力，或者是我们听了多少道。
It is the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit.
而是圣灵超自然的这个能力。
But sometimes with the power of God, we could misuse it, right?
有的时候，在神的能力。
能够乱用。
有的时候我们这个圣灵的能力，我们可能会乱用。
And so we need to have love.
我们需要有爱。
So that the purpose of our service is to serve God and to love people.
所以我们的这个事工的目的是侍奉神，爱人。
But to help us determine how to use God's power in a loving way, we need self-discipline.
所以我们要爱神用爱的心来运用圣灵的能力，那么我们就是要需要有自律。
I really like the picture that Paul gave us here, the fanning into flame.
我们来看一下这个保罗在这里用的是眺望那个火。
A few weeks ago, I was at the home of a dear friend.
几周以前，我在一个朋友的家里。
This friend is very 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 special.
我这个朋友很特别。
He's a meat lover.
他非常喜欢吃肉。
I usually like to call him a carnivore.
我有时候给他开玩笑说他是那个食肉动物。
And so because of that, he loves to barbecue.
所以因为这样呢，他就喜欢那个烧烤。
So he was showing.How he, before he barbecues, he has to use a charcoal chimney starter.
他给我看呢，他在那个烧烤之前呢，他用那个烧炭的一个炉子，还有那个启动器。
So you put a lot of charcoals in there.
他先把那个炭放在里面。
And he would use a torch to torch it.
他要用一个
to ignite the charcoals.
Yeah, 一个火把，小把那个点起来。
And then once it is ignited,
点火完了以后呢
he would get a fan and manually fan it into flame.
他会用一把小扇子不停地在那里扇
to get it really red hot.
然后就让那个火呢就是烧得又红又烫
So just picture that.
你就想一想这个场面
If you have charcoal,
如果你有炭的话
and you ignite it,
你把它点燃了。
And you just leave it on the barbecue grill.
如果你只是把它放在那个 barbecue 的炉子上。
And you don't fan it.
如果你不使劲扇的话。
What happens?
那会怎么样呢？
Those charcoal will not be burning red hot.
那个炭呢就不会烧得又红又烫。
And you can put your meat there maybe for hours.
也许你会把肉放在上面一个小时。
It'll be raw.
可能还是生的。
You probably don't like it unless you are into sashimi.
也许你就不喜欢，你会不喜欢这种，除非你喜欢那个吃生肉。
So let's see how Paul wants us to put those three things: power, love, and self-discipline together.
让我们看一下保罗是这样怎样的来解释，把这个刚强、仁爱和谨守的心这样放在一起。
So let me use a true story to explain how it works together.
我来给你用一个真实的故事来这样解释一下。
One time I was interviewing a pastoral candidate.
我有一次在面试一个牧师的这个候选人。
And then I asked him a question.
我问他一个问题。
How did you become a Christian?
你是怎样成为基督徒的呢？
And he told me this story.
他告诉我这样一个故事。
When he was growing up.
他在成长的过程中
，Oftentimes he would have to be spanked by his father.
他常常被他的爸爸打屁股。
Because he was disobedient.
因为他很不顺服。
So one time he got in trouble with his parents.
他有一次呢，跟他的父母又有问题了。
So his father took him to a room where the spanking will be taking place.
他爸爸就把他带到那个房间，通常是他被打的那个房间。
He was getting to be spanked.
他他就准备着要被打屁股。
But then, to his utter surprise,
但是呢，他非常的奇怪的就是
，the father took out the bamboo stick.
他的爸爸拿了一个竹条。
And instead of hitting where he should be hit,
他没有打他。
He started whipping himself.
他的爸爸呢是用那个竹条来打了自己。
Harder than he would hit his own son.
比打他儿子打得更重。
And as he was whipping himself,
他在就是不停地打自己。
He started weeping.
然后呢，他就开始哭泣。
And the son could not understand.
他的儿子呢就不明白。
Until the father stopped.
直到他的爸爸停下来。
And then the father looked straight into the eye of his son.
他的爸爸就看着儿子的眼睛。
And he said these words.
他这样说。
Son, you know, when I discipline you, it hurts me more than I think it hurts you.
他说儿子啊，每次当我打你的时候，我的心比你还要更加受苦。
Because I love you so much.
因为我这么爱你。
And I do not want to hurt you.
我不想伤害你。
But at the same time, I know you are doing what is wrong.
但是在同时呢，我也知道你做的不对。
And do you understand why Jesus went to the cross?
那你明白为什么耶稣上十字架吗？
Because he loves you so much.
因为他这么爱你。
That he wanted to carry your punishment on the cross.
他要把你在十字架上所承担的
这个惩罚在他身上。So that not only you know that he loves you,
不仅他爱你，
but he also cares about you.
而且他很在乎你。
Oh, at that time when he heard his father explain this.
当他的父亲跟他解释这些的时候，
then he realized that his father loved him.
他明白他的父亲爱他。
And also God loves him.
而且神也爱他。
And that's how he came to Christ in full trust as Lord and Savior.
而从那以后，他就把耶稣基督作为他真正的救主。
So let's look at this particular situation.
让我们看看这个特别的这个情况。
How did the power of God, the love of God, and self-discipline work together?
神的爱还有我们的自律怎样一起来工作？
The power of God and self-discipline work in the Father, so anger and not discipline His Son.
所以他在这个情况下，就是因为他有这个神的爱。所以他有自己的这个自律，所以他就没有把他的这个愤怒放在儿子的身上。
Without God's power, he would not have the self-discipline.
没有神的这个圣灵的能力，他就不会有这样的这个自律。
But then his father's love enabled him to take on his son's punishment.
当他这个父亲的爱，他就自愿来承受儿子的这个惩罚。
And it was God's love that enabled him to explain to his son why he took on his punishment.
也正是因为这个神的爱，他也向他的儿子来解释这个父亲的爱。
So do we see how the power of God, love of God, and self-discipline work together to change the father?
我们可以看到这个这个神的圣灵的能力，加上这个爱，还有自律，在这个父亲的身上，怎么一起在这个工作
？And after the father was changed by God, God was able to use his father to change his son.
当这个父亲被改变以后呢，我们也看到这个儿子是怎样被改变。
So do you see how important all these three has to work together?
我们可以看到这三样怎样一起效力。
So, I'm sure if I were to ask you, do you want to experience this kind of life change?
我是想问你，你愿不愿意有这样的 生命的改变呢？
I believe most of us want to do that.
我相信我们每一个人都愿意。
But do you know what it's going to cost you?
你知道这样的改变会对你来说有什么样的这个代价吗？
The cost is you have to give up your control.
这个代价就是说你自己要放弃你的这个控权力。
What do I mean by that?
我什么意思呢？
One time, Mrs. Ruth Graham was asked by people, "Oh, you and Billy Graham have been married for so many years."
有一次，这个 Ruth Graham 被别人问了一个问题，就是说，你跟那个Billy Graham 一起就是结婚这么多年了。
What is your secret?
你的秘密是什么
？What is your secret?
秘密是什么
？She said these words.
她说了这样的话。
My job is to love Billy.
我的工作是爱Billy.
It is God's job to change Billy.
是神的工作来改变 Billy.
Let me say it again.
让我再说一遍。
It is my job to love Billy.
我的工作是爱 Billy.
It is God's job to change Billy.
是神的工作来改变 Billy.
This great evangelist, was he a perfect person, perfect husband?
我们这位很有名的传教士，他是完美的丈夫吗？
No.
不是的。
Any of us can say that we do not need changing here? Raise your hand.
我们在这里有没有人说我不需要改变？可以举个手。
But a change can come.
这个改变会来到。
When we release our control,
如果我们放下我们的控制
to God and say, "I would love this,"
放下我们的控制，我们会说，哦，我愿意爱这个人，他曾经伤害我的这个人，我愿意爱他。
This person who has made my life miserable,
有这个人也许把我的生活搞得乱七八糟，但是我愿意来爱他。
But my job is to love that person.
我的工作是来爱这个人。
Release my control to the Holy Spirit.
把这个控制的权利给。
And allow His power to work in me.
也让这个圣灵的能力在我心中做工。
To be able to forgive.
能够来原谅。
And to love that person.
来爱这个人。
And then wait for the Holy Spirit to change that person.
然后我们等待这个圣灵来改变那一个人。
Amen to that.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
I know there's hope in this church family.
我们在这个教会的家庭中还有希望。
So we can see the way that Paul helps Timothy to overcome his insecurity.
我们也看到这个保罗在这里怎样帮助提摩太来这个胜过他的这个胆怯。
Is to be able to kindle God's gift.Of power, love, and self-discipline.
是来重新眺望那个爱，还有刚强和谨守的心。
So I'd like to respond. I would like you to respond to the Lord right now.
我们看一看我们在个人的这个回应上面。
So here's the question.
这里有一个问题。
It's on the slide.
在这个上面。
What is one area of your life you know God wants to transform?
你知道神要改变你生活的哪个方面，但是你真的不想改变。
But you honestly don't want to change, or have given up hope ever changing.
或者你不愿意改变，或者你已经放弃了改变的希望。
Let's start with us.
让我们自己从我们自己开始。
So think back to a time when.If we want to do that,
如果我们要做到那一点
then we have to stop doing this.
我们要停止做以下事
How many times you have learned a very important teaching from God's word?
有什么时候你从神的话语上得到了教导
And you tell yourself,
你告诉你自己
Oh, so and so, if that person has been here and hear the word that the preacher preaches, he will be changed.
哦，你肯定会说，哦，这样的话，如果那个人今天来听到这个信息，那他一定要改变。
换句话呢，你是帮助别人来听到。
Yeah, in other words, you are listen the message for other person.
Yep, 对 ，exactly.
Yeah.
So we have to stop doing that.
我们要停止做这样的事情。
When you hear something very convicting, that's something for me. I need to change.
Yeah, 当你听到这样的信息的时候，是对你。你需要改变。
Okay, so for us to be in faithful service for the Lord.
我们要能够有信心对神有忠心的服侍。
We need to kindle God's gift of life transformation.
我们要挑起神给的恩赐，就是把我们的生命改变的这个恩赐。
And then secondly, suffer unashamedly for the gospel.
第二点就是。要为福音无愧的受苦。
This is found in verses 8-10.
在是提摩太后书一章八到十节。
And then here, I think in terms of our human nature, nobody enjoys suffering.
在我们人的自然天性，我们没有谁可以享受受苦的。
We see that, and even in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们即使看到我们的主耶稣也是同样的。
He asked the Father if he's willing to release him from the cup.
Yeah, 他在向神祷告说，如果许可的话，请把这个杯挪开。
And then also, Paul, we know, also asked the Lord to remove the thorn in the flesh, painful thorn in the flesh from him.
Yeah, 保罗也三次向主求告，把他的那根刺挪开。
And so we know that it is a challenge for him. To continue to serve the Lord and with this particular thorn in the flesh.
我们也知道，对于保罗来说，保罗来说，他继续服侍主，有这一根刺在身上，确实是非常的不舒服的。
But now I'd like you to do something.
我希望你来做这些事情。
If you have been a Christian for 5 years or more,
如果你已经成为基督徒5年或5年以上的话
，I would like to recall the Christians that you know the whole time that you've been a Christian.
你想一想，在你身边有哪一些你知道的基督徒的朋友
？How many of them are continuing to love the Lord and serve Him?
有多少还在？继续的跟随主服侍主的
，Maybe the person who got baptized with you，
也许是给你施洗的，
跟你一起施洗，
跟你一起受洗的，
And people who serve in the Bible study，
也许是在查经中来服侍的
，How many of them continue to be faithful to the Lord？
在还有多少人还对主忠心的？
Does it cause you to ask this question?
你也许会问这样的问题。
Have you seen a lot of them no longer walking with the Lord?
你是不是看到有很多人在不再与主同行了？
Why is there so many people who drop out from Christian faith?
为什么有这么多人在这个信心上退缩了呢？
As I recall this, I remember.My seminary professor warning us as students these words.
我还记得在我的神学院的教授也曾经问这样的问题。
That he made this statement. He said this: If the Christian life is a 100-meter dash, we will all make it.
他说，如果基督徒的这个生活如果是一个100米的跑步。
But the Christian life is not a 100-meter dash.
但是我们基督徒的生活不是一个百米冲刺
，It is a marathon，
还是一个马拉松。
So I really appreciate those who have been in a marathon. Any of you have been in a marathon? Running in a marathon, I mean.
Yeah, 我很敬佩那些跑马拉松的人。我们这里有没有跑马拉松的
？And people who have studied the marathon.
啊，那些研究那个跑马拉松的人。
To see the faces that a marathon runner goes through in a race.
啊，他们就看到那个跑马拉松的人的那个信心。
They said the first phase is fun.
哦，这步骤，第一个步骤呢，就是感觉到很有趣，好玩儿。
They can hear the birds singing.
Yeah, 他看到，哎呀，可以听到，跑的时候听到，可以听到鸟叫。
They can smile each other.
而且他们也面带微笑。
That's the first phase.
这是第一个阶段。
The second phase is drudgery.
啊，第二个阶段呢，就是感到这是一个苦差事。
Why did I decide to run in this marathon?
有的时候就会问，哎呀，我为什么要来跑这个马拉松呢？
That becomes effortful labor. It's almost like a mother trying to give birth.
哎呀，真是一个苦差事，艰苦的。
And then, it's a drudgery. So, and then, temptation to quit.
啊，然后就是这个有放弃的这个诱惑。
I've heard that in the birthing area of the hospital.
啊，在这个我听到，在这个生产医院产妇产院。
Yeah, when the labor is so difficult.
Yeah, 这个如果说是这个生产的过程很难，很艰难的话。
One mother even was about to give up and told her husband.
有一个妈妈就要放弃了，跟她的先生说。
Why did you get me this child?
你为什么要让我有这个孩子呢
？She's about to quit.
她都要放弃了。
Marathon runners go through the same phase.
Yeah, 跑马拉松的人也经过同样的这个经过。
And the fifth phase.
第五个阶段就是。
It's enduring or quitting.
最后就是有的就是坚持到底，有的就是放弃。
And only very few come to the finish line.
Yeah, 只有很少的人能够跑到终点。
I wish every believer, including myself, when I first became a Christian, somebody would tell me that.
我就愿意相最好希望就是我们每一个相信的人都有人这样告诉我。
The Christian life is a marathon.
Yeah, 就是这个我们基督徒的生活就是一个马拉松。
And the reason why people quit.
人们放弃的原因。
They're not willing to pay the cost.
因为他们不愿意付代价。
When it gets too hard.
因为有的时候非常的艰难。
They give up.
他们放弃了。
And that's why it's very important that Paul gave him two very important encouragement.
那就是为什么保罗给提摩太两个很重要的这个鼓励。
He's saying to Timothy.
他跟提摩太说。
If you want to finish well.
如果你要最后圆满完成的话。
In the Christian life.
在基督徒的生活中。
You have to suffer unashamedly for the gospel.
你要为福音无愧的受苦。
But then here is the assurance that he gave him.
这又给他一个确据。
The first, God gives power.
第一点是神赐给能力。
And then secondly, we can be thankful for the gospel.
我们第二点就是我们也为福音感恩。
In verse 8, we are told here.
在第八节说到。
Paul is asking Timothy to join him in suffering for the gospel.
保罗要提摩太为他跟福音一起受苦。
But then did he just say suffer for the gospel and he stopped?
他有没有是说到为福音受苦然后他就停止了呢
？Rather he says suffer for the gospel by the power of God.
没有，他而是说。为福音受苦是按照神的能力。
So like I said earlier, human nature is that we do not like to suffer.
正如我前面所说的，我们作为人的本性，我们不愿意受苦。
But Paul raised, asked God three times to remove the painful thorn.
保罗有三次求主挪开他身上的刺。
And how did God respond to him?
神怎样回应他的呢
？He says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness."
主神说，我的恩典够你用，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
My power is made perfect in weakness.
我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
Not when life is going well.
不是在我们的生活很顺利的时候。
And then, how did Paul respond to God?
保罗是怎样回应神的呢？
He says, "Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses."
所以保罗说，我更喜欢夸越自己的软弱。
So that Christ's power may rest on me.
这样好叫基督的能力来。
Listen carefully. Every time I admit my weakness to the Lord.
每一次当我们向神承认我们的软弱的时候，
His power rests on us.
他的能力能复辟我们。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And then he says, "That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses." Listen, in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecution, in difficulties.
所以就是为基督的缘故，我就以软弱、凌辱、急难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的。
How come? How did was Paul able to not even consider quitting the race?
保罗为什么他不愿意放弃这样一个一个race？
这个赛跑。
赛跑呀， yeah, 保罗为什么不愿意放弃这个赛跑
？Because he has the more he's weak, the more God's power comes on him.
因为他知道他越软弱的时候，神的能力就越在他的身上彰显。
So are we able to say?
我们能够这样说吗
？Lord, when insults come.
神当主啊，当凌辱来到的时候。
And when people oppose me.
当人跟我反对的时候。
When people make it hard for me.
当人给我艰难的时候。
The first thing I would say, Lord, I am weak.
我第一件事我跟神说的是。
I cannot handle this person.
我不能够，我真是不能够再跟这个人。
I cannot handle this situation.
我在这个情况下我没有办法做什么。
But I trust your power.
但是我相信你的能力。
Then you will continue to run the race.
然后你就会继续下面的赛程。
Secondly,
第二点，
be thankful for the gospel.
对福音有感恩。
And then here we can see that Paul explains about what the gospel is.
我们看到保罗在这里有解释什么是福音。
And then how it works in our lives.
这个福音在我们的生命中怎样来运行。
Here he explained that the gospel is gift of God.
他这样解释说这个福音是神的恩赐。
So through our faith in Jesus as Lord and Savior,
当我们接受耶稣基督做我们救主的时候，
our sins are forgiven.
我们的罪得赦免。
And that we are called to live a holy life.
我们被呼召来过一个圣洁的生活。
Look very carefully.
我们仔细来看一下。
God saved us not just for us to get ready to go to heaven.
神救我们不是让我们直接就进天堂。
So many times we go through hardships.
当我们在生活中有困苦的时候。
And our first prayer to God is, God, Jesus, come quickly.
我们就会向神来呼求，耶稣基督赶快来。
It's almost saying, God, I no longer can endure. Please come quickly.
你也许就像说，哎呀，神啊，我实在是忍受不了了，你赶快来吧。
Of course, that is possible.
当然这是有可能的。
But oftentimes for us to live a holy life like Jesus Christ.
让我们常常让我们如果我们要活着像耶稣基督那样圣洁的生活。
Listen carefully.
我们仔细听。
He wants us to suffer.
他要我们受苦。
For the gospel.
为福音。
It is no fun.
不是一个很好玩的事情。
It is a drudgery.
是一个苦差事。
It is difficult.
是非常困难。
It will make us consider quitting.
常常会让我们要放弃。
But yet it is the very thing that will make you like Christ.
这个也是唯一的让我们能够生活更像耶稣的一个。
I wish there was another way.
我也希望我们有别的方法。
And let's be perfectly honest.
除非我们 完全。
If our children are doing what they're supposed to do.
对，我们会想到我们生活肯定都是一个完美的，我们的孩子听话。
Enjoying a wonderful marriage.
我们的婚姻美满。
And our job is going well.
我们的工作也很顺利。
And our IRAs 403b makes us very financially secure.
我们的退休账户也是让我们退休很有保障。
Let me ask you this question.
我来问你这样一个问题。
Would you continue to be a faithful servant of God?
你这样的话，你还是神忠心的服侍的忠心的服侍神吗
？Would you live a holy life?
你这样的话，你能够过一个圣洁的生活吗
？Without suffering.
没有任何的困痛苦。
Can anybody do that?
你们每一个人。哪一个人可以做到
？You know, last time I told you that there was a Bible study group that I had.
上一次我跟你讲到我们有一个查经班。
And by the way, we still continue to be in touch with each other through Zoom call.
Yeah, 我们这个查经班，我们还常常的在 Zoom 上有一起。
And I look at each and every one of our lives.
看到我们每一个人的生活。
Especially the nine who became missionaries, pastors, and church leaders.
特别是这个其中有九个人是成为宣教士，或者是牧师，或者是教会的领长子。
And I look at each of our lives.
我看我们的每一个人的生活。
Without exception.
没有一个例外的。
All of us went through suffering and pain.
我们每一个人都经历过。这个受苦。
Whether it's in one night, both parents were murdered.
有一个人，他一个晚上，他的父亲和母亲都被杀了。
Or a wife having cancer at age 26.
有一个太太是在27岁得了癌症。
Or a person who at age 20 learned that he was not his parents were not his biological parents. He was adopted.
Yeah, 在 有一个人在二十岁的时候发现他的父母亲不是他的 亲生父母。
And one of us at age 17 had cancer of the blood.
在有一个人在十七岁的时候得了血癌。
And within one month of discovering that, he passed away.
在发现了一个月以后呢，就去世了。
It was hard.
真的很难。
But yet they have made a survey of hundreds of people.
他们但是呢
，hundreds of Christians
有做对一百个基督徒做调查。
And then ask them what is the single component that really influenced their spiritual formation or their faith, Christian faith.
在这一百个调查就问你是哪一件事情是对你的这个基督徒的信心是影响最大的。
And the number one response.
这个回答最高的是
suffering and pain.
就是受苦
Suffering and pain.
受苦
That was a thing that formed their faith, that solidified their faith in the Lord.
受苦就是真是把对神的这个信心是坚固了对神的信心。
So if we are going to be transformed by God,
如果我们要被神改变
we must look at how suffering benefits us.
我们就要看到这个受苦的好处
and then how to respond to it humbly and positively.
怎样能够谦虚的来接受，而且并能够积极的来接受。
So let me ask you to consider this.
让我们来想一下下面的事。
As a personal response to the Lord.
我们自己个人的这个回应。
When do I tend to get discouraged or give up instead of persevering?
我在什么时候是会容易灰心丧气或者放弃而不是坚持下去？
Think for a moment.
想一下。
When was the last time you get discouraged?
你上一次被感到灰心丧气的时候是什么时候
？Were you able to persevere？
你能够坚持下去吗
？How did God's power, love, and self-discipline help you to do that.
这神的能力，还有爱，还有他的这我们的自律，怎样在这里一起来帮助你
？Think for a while.
想一想。
Next, what needs to change in my actions or attitude, so I will endure in a way that honors God?
我需要在行为和态度上有哪一些改变，才能够以荣耀神的方式坚持下去
？Perhaps I need to ask, Lord, what are you seeking to change me at this time?
也许我们是会有这个时候应该来问神，神啊，你这个时候要让我怎样改变？
And then lastly,
最后一节
who can encourage me and help me to persevere when I face testing?
当我面临考验的时候，谁能够鼓励并帮助我坚持下去？
I hope the first person is Jesus Christ.
我想这第一个人应该是耶稣基督。
And I hope besides that, maybe it is your spouse.
第二也许是你的配偶。
Maybe it's a brother or sister, at church.
也许是在教会的弟兄姐妹。
Let us bow our heads and be quiet before the Lord.
让我们低头来在神的面前有一安静的心。
Lord, we thank you for using Paul.
神，我们感谢你来用保罗
to help Timothy to overcome his timidity or fear.
来帮助提摩太克服他的胆怯的心
by reminding him.
提醒他
that he should that kindle your gift of life transformation.
还要眺望神在他身上要改变的这个恩赐
So let me ask you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，我问你
，Are you trusting God to provide you power, love, and self-discipline?
你相信神给你提供能力、爱心还有自律吗
？If you want, you are willing to change to honor God.
如果你愿意来改变、来荣耀神。
Secondly,
第二点
are you willing to see that your Christian life is a marathon?
你愿意说你的基督徒的生活是马拉松吗？
And for you to endure challenges,
让你能够忍受各种挑战
insults,
而且各种这个非难
hardships,
还有各种困苦。
You need to count on God's power.
你要依赖神的能力。
And you have to also treasure the gospel.
而且我们要宝贵这个福音。
Just as it has saved you.
正如它能够拯救你。
It is also calling you to live a holy life.
而且它也呼召你过一个圣洁的生活。
You're not just waiting to go to heaven.
我不是等着进天堂。
So you have to go through difficulties.
我们要经历困苦。
Are you willing to make a prayer?
你要愿意来祷告吗
？By saying, Lord, I easily get discouraged.
神啊，我常常会感到被灰心丧气。
But from this day onwards.
从今天开始。
I want to humbly ask you.
我愿意来谦卑的求告你。
To give me power.
给我能力。
Love.
爱。
And self-discipline.
还有自律。
To be able to be changed.
这样我来改能够被你改变。
And have the power to endure suffering.
而且还有能力来经历各种困苦。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.